United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Charles Woods, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature presented by this station as a public service to remind you that savings bonds are the finest, safest investment in the world. For a brighter tomorrow, buy them regularly through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, through the bond a month plan where you bank. But today we're delighted to have as our guests the number one family of American radio, the famous residents of 79 Wistful Vista, Fibber, McGee, and Molly. We'll bring them to our microphone immediately following a curtain raiser by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. A special Sosnick arrangement of I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy from South Pacific. Thank you, Harry. And now to introduce our famous guest, here is Harlow Wilcox, speaking direct from 79 Wistful Vista in Hollywood.
Like many of us, Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista has a porterhouse appetite and a hot dog income. He's tried many get-rich-quick schemes, but until now, none of them has worked. We say until now because, look, here he comes with a new one as we meet Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Hey, Molly, where are you? Hey, Molly.
Here I am, dearie. You can stop shouting. Somebody's chasing you or something? Are the police?
No. Look, we're going to be rich. I got the idea of a lifetime.
All right. Take off your coat and hat and tell me about it.
Well, my gosh, kiddo, aren't you excited? You don't want to be rich? Don't you want to know my plan?
Of course I do, McGee. I always like to know how you're going to make us rich.
Well.
You've had thousands of ideas like that, and I've been interested in every one of them.
Well, this one is it, Snooky. This is foolproof. This is airtight, and it's legal. See this can of soup?
Yes. What kind is it?
Mock turtle. I got it down...
Why didn't you get tomato? I don't care for mock turtle soup.
The kind of soup it is ain't important. I bought this can of soup because...
But as long as you were buying soup, you might at least have got the kind we liked, you know. My goodness, you don't...
But I tell you, that's why I bought it. Because neither of us like it.
Let me feel your forehead, dearie. You're running a little fever.
No, I'm not. I'm as cute as a cucumber. Listen, this is a new soup, see? McBender's mock turtle soup. And here's what they advertise. Now, get this. They say, if you don't like this soup, return it to your dealer and get double your money back.
Yes, but you won't know if you like it till you eat it. And if you eat it, how can you return?
We can taste it, can't we? And we won't like it, will we? So we return it, don't we? So we get twice our money back, aren't we?
Yes, but dearie, you
Look,
can't...
I paid 32 cents for this soup. Double my money is 64. I take the 64 and buy two cans of soup. I take them back and get $1.28. Then I buy four cans of soup. I return them $2.56. You catch on?
Why, I never heard of such a thing.
I got it all figured out, baby. I figured out that by doubling my money every time, at the end of 2 weeks, I'll have $3,400,000.
But, darling, the company that makes the soup, why, we'll put them out of business.
That's their tough luck. They should have thought of that. Yeah, business is business. As the fox terrier says when he ran out with the Frankfurter, it's dog eat dog.
Yes, but $3 million...
$3 million, that's just the beginning. With some sound investments, I can run that up into $20 million. We'll buy a yacht. I'll own a few railroads. We'll have homes all over the country. No more balcony seats at the movies. I'll buy out Daryl Zanuck.
Where does Clark Gable work?
Metro-Golden-Mayer.
Well, then forget Mr. Zanuck. Buy Louis B. Mayer.
Okay. Okay, anything you want. After all, $3 million in 2 weeks ain't chopped chives. And at the end of the year, just...
Now, if this is the Treasury Department, what'll I say?
Tell them I don't deal with underlings. Tell them to have the Secretary of the Treasury make an appointment. I can spare him 15 minutes a week from Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Very well, sir. Come in. Oh, it's the mayor, McGee. Hello, Your Honor.
Hello, Molly. Good day, McGee.
Hi, Latrib, old man. Sorry if I seem absent-minded. I'm just thinking about buying the Empire State Building. If we move to New York, I'll want some place to keep my automobile.
What was that again, McGee?
Well, he's got a new scheme to get rich, Mr. Mayor.
See this can of soup, Latrib? That's the foundation of my fortune.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You pretend to find a rusty nail in it and sue the company, I suppose.
Oh, nothing as crude as that, Mr. Mayor. He gets double his money back if he doesn't like it. Then he buys two more cans of soup, returns them, and collects twice the amount, and so on.
Yes, sir. So on. Ad infinitum. It's foolproof, Latrivia, and it's legal. Hey, you got any idea of how to invest a few $1 million?
Yes, I have. You see, my uncle, who was a miner in Colorado, had a fortune of $500,000.
Imagine that. Who took care of it for him, Your Honor?
What do you mean, who took care of it for him? He handled it himself.
Handled? $500,000? A miner? All I can say is that Colorado must have some awful loose laws. Letting a young kid like that have all that dough. Why, when I was a kid, that...
My uncle was not a kid. He was a middle-aged man.
You said he was a miner.
He was a miner. He had a gold mine.
Well, he didn't have a gold mine, Si. He was a gold mine. Any youngster with $500,000 to throw around...
I tell you, he was not a milliner.
Huh?
A mineral.
Huh?
He was a muddle-aged, a gold-digging... My uncle was 55 years old. Is that clear?
No, it isn't, frankly. If he was 55 and still considered a miner,
yeah.
Why...
Maybe he falsified his age.
Sure. Maybe he just looked young. Some men are so...
Please!
Ooh.
All I said was that my uncle... the speak I was manning about... the $500,000 that my uncle had... he was perfectly collapsible. Capable of golding his own mine. Mining his own gold. Did you... I was refused. McGee?
Yes?
I lied.
Mm-hmm.
I never had an uncle. And if I did, he never had a dime. Now then, can we drop the whole thing?
Certainly. Now about investing McGee's $3 million.
Where'll I put it, Latrivia?
Nice to be talking sense again. The investment I always recommend is United States savings bonds, McGee.
Are they safe, Your Honor?
When they cease to be safe, it won't matter anyway.
Okay, that's what I'll do, Latriv. U.S. savings bonds. What interest do I get on them?
They return $4 for three in just 10 years.
That means $4 million for your $3 million.
Oh, great, great, great. That's for me. You really recommend me, Latrivia?
Unreservedly. I always say that... What are you doing, McGee?
Opening this can of soup. Gotta taste it before I take it back.
Oh, I see. But about U.S. savings bonds, I recommend them to everybody who wants a certain, safe, and profitable investment. For a man who wants to send his children to college. For a family who wants to retire or travel in the future. For married couples who would...
The deal's off.
What? What's the matter, dear? You're pale. What happened?
I tasted the soup.
Well, if it's that bad, you can return it with a clear conscience, can't you?
That's just it. It ain't bad. It's good. I like it. It's delicious. Ain't that just my luck? Here I get a $1 million idea, foolproof and legal, and the dad ratted proof is delicious.
Thank you, Fibber, McGee, and Molly. And now Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra conclude the show with another sparkling Sosnick arrangement of the almost immortal Stardust. Quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed program of Savings Bonds presented by this station each week as a public service. Our thanks again to our stars, Fibber, McGee, and Molly, to Gail Gordon, who appeared with them, and to Don Quinn, who wrote the script. Next week, we'll have another outstanding guest and more fine music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, and we hope you'll be listening. Meanwhile, this is Charles Wood saying so long and reminding you to save part of your earnings today in United States Savings Bonds.